Slow down. You're not in a race. Alcohol-related deaths are one of the leading preventable causes of death in Canada. Please remember to drink responsibly.
Everyone, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. What's up tonight, Alex?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going
good. So that was Ghostly Kisses from their album What You See. The song was Garden, and we'll be doing some Ghostly Kisses, a lot of that today. And
we're not going to be ghostly kissing you, though. We're just we're playing that.
Yeah, we'll be talking about what ghostly kisses are. That'll be later on. And we'll also be playing some Halfwave today and a little bit of Grimes later on. And we also have a guest speaker right now. His name is Ken. Would you like to say hi?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Thanks for having me over.
Yeah, no worries. And we'll talk about a little bit of his experiences with some dreams and sleep paralysis a little bit later.
Spoopy. Very Halloween themed.
Exactly.
I mean, I've heard it's scary. I don't personally know.
I'll talk about it later.
Is it scary? Do we need to prepare, like grab a blankie and
get some popcorn
milk?
And
oh,
wait.
So it's more entertaining than scary?
Probably scary.
Like if you had to relate it to the vibe that you got from watching a horror movie, which horror movie would it be? Would it be like Paranormal Activity, or would it be like Scary movie.
I don't watch a lot of horror movies.
Me neither. But, I'm just saying popular things I know.
I would say maybe It.
Oh. My friend laughed through the last half of the most recent one, though, so.
Well, then maybe not.
What's lined up next?
Okay, what's lined up right now is half. It's called Dream Cycle by Halfwave. It's a piece of five songs together. It's really cool. Yeah, it's about 9.5 minutes long.
It is long.
Yeah. So if you're listening right now, enjoy this very long piece.
Gonna make you a nice Tired of begging for rides from your friends?
Bobby, I don't have time to take you to the soda shop again this week.
Lugging those groceries on the bus got you in a sweat?
Man, oh man, these bags of salt sure are hefty.
Being on campus without a car ain't easy, so check out Zipcar and get wheels when you want them. Join now to get your membership for only $20 at zipcar.ca/UBC.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Hello. Welcome back.
Hi.
What was that?
That was Halfwave.
Halfwave
Dream
is the
Cycle.
Artist.
Yes. And
it was very long. It was 9 minutes. I hope you enjoyed if you've been listening from the top of the hour. Welcome back. I'm Yasmin.
And I'm
we're
Alex.
Joined by Ken.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
How are you, Ken?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm excited to be here. It's going to be a
great
show.
Ken has some experience with sleep paralysis, which is vaguely tied to sleep dream cycle time, obviously.
Yeah.
But we also, because it's Halloween, have some spooky, well, it's not, I don't think it's particularly spooky, but the artist's name is Ghostly Kisses, right, Alex?
Yeah, that's what's coming up next.
And what song, what album? Tell me more.
So we have Such Words. The album is What You See by Ghostly Kisses.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome back, everyone. You were just listening to Ghostly Kiss's song Such Words off of the album What You See?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny because the artist's name is Ghostly Kisses and you can't see ghosts. It's not funny at all. I'm sorry, I'm grasping for straws.
I think it's pretty funny.
Well, I think that says more about you that you think it's funny than anything else. So, and even before that song, we listened to Dream Cycle by Half Waif.
Right? Yeah.
And we looked up what the meaning of waif was, right? Like, a while ago. Yeah. Do you remember what it was?
Actually, I don't.
I think it was sort of like a disadvantaged person, but especially a child or something like that, like who was like lonely and abandoned, but like particularly children, but sort of in parentheses so that it was like a suggestion and not a necessity. I don't even know.
Yeah. It sounds kind of creepy when you talk about like kids on Halloween, though. I imagine like these like doll face kids.
No, they're just disadvantaged poor kids, Alex. Don't make them sound evil. Not all kids are evil on Halloween, okay? Some of them just, like, didn't get all the candy that they wanted, and they wanted more Tootsie Rolls than candy corn, and then it just didn't work out. I don't like candy corn. Do you like candy corn?
I do.
Darn. See, we should be friends then. You always need someone to eat your candy corn for you, or take it away if you don't like it.
Yeah.
It's a match made in heaven. So, speaking on the subject of dreams. Hello, Ken.
Hi.
You're just chilling.
Just enjoying your conversation.
Yes, our engaging A+ content.
Yeah.
How are you on this fine evening?
I'm doing well. It's approaching the end of the night, but it's Halloween, and hopefully everyone's having a good time.
Yes. Did you celebrate, like, over the weekend? The Halloween weekend, I guess?
I did, actually. It was my first time going to Playland for Fright Night. I've been in Vancouver for about 6 years now, or it's my sixth year, and it's my first time to Fright Night, and I really don't like scary things, but I did enjoy Fright Night. There are haunted houses, some roller coaster rides, and mini donuts.
Is there a haunted hay ride or something? There's always haunted hay rides wherever I've been, which is not very many places, to be honest. But
No, I've never been to it. No, I don't think they had that. But they did have mini donuts, which were delicious.
Were they like, ooh, the blood filling of mini donut? No, it wasn't.
They're just regular mini donuts.
Oh, darn.
But the haunted houses were on point, and I was very scared.
Was it like people grabbing you kind of haunted house?
They're actually not allowed to touch you, but they do scare you. I was definitely spooked multiple times during one house.
Well, Alex, would you like to introduce, like, why you brought Ken here today? Ken is your friend.
Yeah, Ken is my friend. And so we've talked about how he has sleep paralysis, which is something I've heard is very scary. And as well, yeah, so on topic with dreams and sleep paralysis, what can you say about that, Ken?
So you just said I have sleep paralysis. It's not something that I have permanently. It's definitely something that happens sometimes. The first time I had it was around 16 years old. It was after a really long day in high school. I was really tired. It was a really busy week. I went home and I decided to take a nap before dinner. And I decided to take a nap. I fell asleep. And then I noticed that, or I felt that someone entered my room. So I woke up. And then
you just,
I tried
that feeling while you were napping.
Yeah, you just like suddenly feel like someone's entered the room.
Oh.
And you try to move, but then you realize you're awake, you're conscious. But then your body's like strapped. It feels like wires are holding you back and you can't move at all and you can't really tilt your head, and you're in a panic at this point. And you look around, there's no one. So then you try to call for your brother or your mom or someone, but then no voice comes out. And so you're grasping for air, you can't move, and you're pretty much in paralysis.
That's nuts.
Yeah, that actually sounds really terrifying. Yeah. So was that your experience?
Like, that was definitely my first experience. And so the first time it happened, I had no clue there's actually anything called sleep paralysis.
So you just thought you were possessed by a demon temporarily or something?
I definitely did think that. And
actually?
Honestly, first you think that it's a dream. You know, sometimes you fall asleep and you wake up, but it's actually a dream. And mm-hmm. then you wake up again and you're like, hey, what was that? But sleep paralysis is definitely different because you're aware and conscious during that time, but your body, you can't move, you can't say anything.
But like you said, you looked around the room, so like your eyes
can move around. They wander around.
But like muscles,
nothing. You feel like wires are wrapped around you, and yeah, you're just being suffocated at that point.
Is it like numbness feeling, or like that, like when your limbs fall asleep and it tingles, or like not even that? It's just like you think, move hand, like your normal.
That's exactly
attempt
it.
To move, and it just doesn't.
It just doesn't. So then afterwards, I Googled my symptoms. I was like, sleeping, can't move, awake.
Am I possessed by a demon? Enter yeah. Google.
And then I found an article that spoke about sleep paralysis. And obviously, when you're 16 and you have the internet, you Wikipedia it. And everything that it described, and if you guys are listening right now, I highly recommend you to, you know, just give it a Wikipedia search, because all the symptoms about, you know, being sleep deprived, really tired, being off of your sleep cycle, different things like that, definitely it increases the chance of you of experiencing sleep paralysis. And the supine position is when you're lied, you know, your back is straight on the bed.
The what position?
Supine, I think.
Supine, yes.
Supine. Okay. And then you're just, you know, laying flat on the back, and that's how I sleep. That actually increases chance of experiencing sleep paralysis.
Really? If you're like in coffin mode, where you're just lying on your back?
I guess so.
Sarcophagus time?
Yeah.
Okay, so is it like a hereditary thing? Do you know if it like runs in families, or is it just like higher risk factors if
I have no clue.
You're a sleep-deprived university student
who
is off their sleep cycle. And
something like that.
It's on their back because they were trying to read their textbook and it fell on their face. Ah, watch out, everyone. Sleep paralysis. So, wait, what happens when you are like paralyzed by sleep paralysis? How do you get out of it? Can someone shake you or?
Yeah, every time it's happened, actually no one else is in the room. And
so you
got
the
think,
feeling that someone was in the room, but that didn't actually happen.
Sometimes you think it's like a burglar, or maybe like some people experience that, like, oh, demons are in the room, or, you know, someone who's trying to break in. It's definitely, it induces fear.
And you had that similar feeling.
I definitely did. So I've actually experienced around 3 times after that since. Another time I was traveling and I was at a friend's country house, and again, very tired, decided to nap on a couch, and suddenly I felt someone enter the room again, taking some things and leaving. And during that time, again, tried to move, again, can't, and just feel suffocated. And I asked afterwards, after I, you know, fell asleep again, you wake up, you go ask your friends, hey, did you come into the room and get something? And they say, no, I've been on the balcony the whole time.
Spooky.
You go, spooky. Yeah.
That's like a ghost coming into the room, or like, yeah, like you said, a demon or something. That's deep. That's intense.
Sounds, yeah. That doesn't sound like a pleasant
No.
time.
But now that it's happened, you know, 2-3 times, the most recent time was about a year ago. I was living in a house with roommates. And again, I thought someone was pranking me and entered my room when I was taking a nap. And again, I couldn't move. And I said, okay, well, I know I'm in sleep paralysis. I've Googled this before. I know this happens to me. So then you just kind of give up. Oh. And
does it get better if you just give up?
Not really, because you're still in this state of shock and you can't move. I guess it does get better in the sense that you know what's going on.
But how long do you have to like sit through that before it goes away? Or can you make it go away?
You just fall back asleep, really.
Oh, gosh.
I've never really timed it. Yeah.
Or escape.
Because when you feel like someone's attacking you or you're feeling suffocated, you don't say, hey, timer, start.
Gosh, this sounds so scary. It does not sound like a fun time whatsoever.
No. But hey, it is quite common. So if you've definitely experienced something like sleep paralysis, when you're sleeping, you wake up and you can't move and you can't really say anything, it's just a sign that you need to get better sleep. Maybe change your habits, make sure you go to bed at the same time, and have better sleep hygiene.
Sleep hygiene.
I like that we turned this into like an educational thing too.
Yeah, I know. Technically, we're not supposed to be giving, you know, health advice on CITR, so, you know, we're not medical professionals. But,
not at all.
You know, I feel like perhaps medical professionals would corroborate the statement that consistent sleep is a good thing.
Yeah, I think everyone would say that.
Not to make any absurd claims about health here. Yeah, but that's different from lucid dreaming, right? Which is something that lots of people. I was about to say fetishized, not fetish, but they like the idea. I don't know, it's something that's talked about and it's become really popular and cool, like, and trendy to be like, ooh, I want to lucid dream and control my dreams.
It's like you dream to lucid dream, right?
Yeah.
That's something you want.
You have dreams about lucid dreaming without actually lucid dreaming.
I do really like being in control of those dreams.
Have you lucid dreamed?
Not purposefully. I've woken up, like if you're, if you get your let's say 7-8 hours and you want that extra hour, when you are in that snooze mode with your alarm, there's that time where there's 20 minutes where you jump back into a dream.
The not REM sleep.
Yeah.
The like weird in-betweeny time. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you feel more aware and in control. But I think you need to go beyond that with some sort of dream journal.
Right. Have you ever dream journaled, Ken?
I haven't, but so lucid dreaming is when you have total control of your dream. Is that it?
Yeah. You're like aware that you're dreaming and then you can start manipulating. But I think there are also varying levels of lucidity. Like I've definitely had dreams where I knew I was dreaming mm-hmm. and I didn't wake up from it, because that can happen too, where you're like, oh, this is a dream, and then your body's like, what? Forget that, wake up.
I think that's something more I've experienced.
Yeah.
If I'm in a dream and I was like, oh, this dream, you say, oh, sorry, kid.
Yeah, and then dreaming. Lucid dreaming is taking that like a step further, I guess, mm-hmm. and being like, oh, I'm dreaming, and then not waking up and kind of going in with the mindset that like, I want to lucid dream. And then that's why people have a purpose and they do mm-hmm. the journal and they think like, I'm going to lucid dream tonight. And then they start, I guess, just being more conscious of dreams, because it's so easy to forget them.
Yeah.
Even within like 15 minutes, totally. If I haven't been going over the details of a dream in my head, like it'll be gone by breakfast and I'm like, oh, you know, sad. So if you start like thinking, I want to lucid dream, and just being more aware of your dreams, then apparently you can train yourself to lucid dream. And then that's fun. It's like a video game in your dream time.
Yeah. What would you do if you could lucid dream? This is for both of you.
Oh, that's a good question. I like flying dreams. I love it when those happen.
What about flying?
I don't know. Some people I've talked to like don't. Apparently, I thought it was a common dream, but I've talked to some people who've like never really had flying dreams before, or it's like a rare thing. It's like, ooh, a special rare surprise whenever they get it or something, because they really enjoy it, but they can't make it happen. And it's happened to me quite a bit. And it just feels freeing. It also feels really real in the moment of the dream, right? Like, it's not just in my experience that I can just like fly. It like takes some effort. So it's like this cool like power that I have that I need to like tame, or I don't know. It's really fun. I like sort of more realistic dreams, though, not like weird floating off in outer space, La La Land, or with unicorns and rainbows around. Like, they're all more or less grounded in sort of reality-ish. I don't really have super fantasy world dreams, so yeah.
Fair enough. And Ken?
Yeah, for lucid dreaming, what I've experienced before is when you bring friends or family members and they'll show up in the same place. You know, they've never met each other, but it seems like you're hanging out all together. Especially if you have, you know, friends or family overseas, you just end up in the same place. You know, it's really
so
cool.
Ken.
And then it's like, Bond wow, like everyone's
anymore.
Here. Other than that, yeah, I've never been able to fully achieve lucid dreaming and master that craft. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I definitely wonder what it would be like. How about you?
Maybe underwater, breathing underwater.
Oh.
That would be cool.
I've only had one or two of those.
Yeah.
And there was one where it's like, for some reason, I could only breathe underwater if I like had my hair. This is when I had like a lot long hair at the time. I think I could still do it now that my hair's longer, yeah, whatever. Like I had to like wrap my like hair in front of like my nose and mouth, and that was like how I breathed. Like it filtered. I don't even know how it worked, but it made so much sense in my dream, and that's the only time I can remember that.
Yeah. For
Why?
Sure.
You should scuba dive, Alex.
Yeah, but what about just, what if you could like breathe in the water? You know, like actually take it. It's like kind of like drinking it.
That's how it felt in the dream.
Right.
But it felt like I knew I was drinking it, but it felt like breathing in my like weird dream world where that made sense, because dreams are funny like that. So we have more ghostly kisses lined up right before.
We do. Yeah. So we have Ghostly Kisses on their album What You See. And this is Empty Note.
Oh, could I ever know? UBC Theater and Film presents a world premiere shining with love and possibility. Wives and Daughters by Jacqueline Firkins, based on Elizabeth Gaskell's Victorian serial novel, is a charming romp of love convoluted by hidden desires and expectations.
I like to be liked, but when people carry their affection too far, they become troublesome.
Cynthia's a sweet girl and charming, but she was always in some spot of trouble. She wasn't mischievous exactly, but mischief seemed to follow her.
Join us from November 9th to 25th at the Frederick Wood Theater.
After a certain age, a daughter becomes inconvenient.
So we must stop being inconvenient daughters and become inconvenient wives?
Theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
Tune in to La Fiesta every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. with your host, Nick Arana. Listen to internationally acclaimed musica latina caliente that makes your body move and your heart beat.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Yasmin, joined by
Alex
and Ken.
Hi. So that was Ghostly Kisses, which song?
Yeah, we played Empty Note and Baby Tomorrow.
Baby Tomorrow. That was just Baby Tomorrow was the most recent one, right?
Yes.
Okay, I really like the album's, how do you even pronounce this word, titular song? The song that also titles the album.
Yeah.
What is it? Oh, crap, I forget it again.
I'm not sure. It's okay.
It's been like 3 or 4 times that I've asked this question already tonight, but it felt like a lot sadder. Like, it didn't really have a groove or like that sort of indie pop kind of, you know, like, yeah. This just like has that beat that's like, ah, oh, yes, this is like synth indie pop. I don't even know if I'm using these terms correctly, but... Am I Alex, music connoisseur?
Yes and no. It's fine.
Oh, no.
I'm no music expert. No? I just play the music, yeah.
It's What You See, I believe, I think, is the album, right?
Yes.
So that song I really liked, but I thought it was really sad. But then I found this video. It's like, it's not live, but it was like a video of a live recording, which is live enough, I guess. And it was like some violins and cellos. It was very intense, and I really liked it.
Yeah.
But it was... sadder than these that we've been listening to.
Yeah.
These have more of a beat to them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like them. They're groovier. They're more poppin'. I don't know. It's not even a term. So, speaking of ghostly kisses and ghosts, can ghosts hug?
Yes.
Final answer.
Yeah. I mean,
you have experience with ghostly hugs? Ghostly kisses?
I don't know. I was going to talk about your, I guess, if you have deceased family members or loved ones that come back to life.
Getting really deep.
Yeah, I know.
Don't dig.
Well, not, sorry, they don't come back to life, but they embrace you in times of need. Yeah.
Have you ever experienced that?
No, I have not.
No, darn. Ken, ghosts?
I actually don't believe in ghosts myself.
At all?
At all. Like, what?
But what about spirits and stuff?
They're just all the same to you.
I think people define ghosts as, you know, someone who's died or a spirit that's come back and is... Would you say there's a negative connotation to ghosts? Like something scary?
I don't know. I feel like some people tend to have very polarized opinions. Like, I meet people who are either like, yeah, they're always causing trouble. Mm-hmm. Or they're like, no, it's just my loved one who's like reincarnated as mm-hmm. a grasshopper. And I felt their presence kind of thing. I've literally heard this before. Don't laugh at the grasshopper. Yeah. I don't know. It seems like people go in either... direction very strongly, because most of them have had an experience that like leads them to think one thing or the other, I guess.
But then you watch these like TV shows where they say, you know, there's ghosts living in these houses, and sometimes I think they do exist, but personally I've never experienced it. But you know, you never know.
Yeah, I don't know. There I swear there have been like 3 different occasions, and my memory's so awful, but there have been 3 instances where there's some unexplained like noise or like movement or something that like I know I wasn't the only one to notice, and I was just like, what? And then I like looked at, like, there's one time, the first time, which is the only time that stands out to me, I was in the Philippines with my cousin, and this was a while ago, and I was playing with action figures, because action figures are cooler than dolls because they have more points of articulation and they're cooler. And then someone was dying in my little whatever story that I had going on in my head with the action figures, and I was like doing the like sort of like a dying voice of like a really that kind of like, I'm dying, oh, my final words. And then my cousin was just on her laptop, I think, sitting on like the bed, and I was like sitting next to the bed using the bed as a table sort of. And then I heard a voice across the room say something in like a voice, and I have no idea what it was, but it sounded like words. It wasn't just, but it said something that sounded like it was words, but it was just totally caught me off guard, and instantly I just froze, and I turned to my cousin, and my cousin also had frozen and turned to me, and we were like, is this me? Just like the quick eye exchange of like, this, did you hear that? Is it okay? And we were both like, and then I just like got my feet off the floor, because apparently touching the floor is bad when you're afraid of ghosts or something. You just don't want to touch the floor.
So you're just supposed to jump?
Yeah, you just hide. You just don't touch anything. And then we like hugged each other and like leaned against the bed, and we waited to like hear what it was, because everyone was asleep. It was at like 2 or 3 in the morning. The witching hour, Alex. Yeah. I tell you, we referenced this last week. Bad things happen between 12 and 4 a.m.
I feel like we're summoning some ghosts right
now. No, we're not.
In studio.
It's not past midnight yet. We're safe. It's fine. But yeah, nothing happened. But I don't know what noise would have happened. Like, the only thing you hear is like really loud motorcycles from the street or something like that. But no one was awake. No music was playing. There was just a fan on. And I have no idea what that was. But that was weird. I don't know how to explain it.
So Yasmin believes in ghosts.
I don't know. I just believe there are some things that are... unfortunately can't be explained scientifically, even though I think that there should be. But I just had... I have no idea. I, like, went up to the fan, because I know that fans can make a sound when you speak into it. But it was across the room. There's no way that it was my voice. I wasn't speaking at the time. It was some other thing that was just speaking back in this similar sort of voice.
So, a ghost.
I don't know. Who knows? Who knows, Ken? You don't believe. This is just...
We'll make him believe.
I'm like looking around the studio, you know, maybe there is someone.
Are you afraid now?
I do need to take a bus home. You know, it is Halloween.
Oh, no, not the night bus.
Tomorrow is All Saints Day as well, which a lot of people forget about. It's November 1st, and that's when, you know, you're supposed to go light candles for your loved ones from the past. And, yeah, that's when the ghosts are supposed to be around.
But they're the good ghosts.
I guess.
I believe in friendly ghosts. How about that?
Aw. So ghosts can hug. Can they hug you?
Absolutely. If you're open to their hugs.
So is this it for the night, friends?
Yeah.
Coming
so
to the end of the hour, and you still have some songs to play.
We still have some songs, yeah. So we'll jump into a little bit of Grimes right now. Grimes is weird and fun, so why not weird and fun for Halloween? So we have Genesis from her album Visions. This is Grimes.
Thank you.
right. Welcome back, everyone. We're wrapping up our little Halloween fill-in show. But as we were listening to Grimes, was it?
Yeah.
Another Montreal artist. Dang it out. Ken remembered something, Ken.
Yeah, so this was, again, early in high school, walking back to our unit in our apartment with my mom. Our unit was at the end of the hall, and we saw a figure without legs, pretty much black shadowy figure, and when we just saw it, just disappeared towards the staircase. And even if I said I don't believe in ghosts at all, that memory has just come back, and now I don't know what to say.
The ghost actually has like entered your body. It's come back to you.
The memory.
Maybe this is what Halloween does.
By Grimes and my story, and Ghostly Kisses songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us, Ken. This is very nice. Even
Thanks
though we
for
are just a
me.
Fill-in show, a lowly fill-in slot. It was very nice having you. It was Thanks nice to have me. You on Halloween, too. It's very spoopy and on topic, and then you remembered a ghost story.
Very special
and
occasion
And then you
for
made me.
Me
not seem like the crazy ghost lady. It's like crazy cat lady, but worse.
Yep.
Thank you.
Well, stay safe, everyone out there. Hope everyone had a happy Halloween. We're going to end off right now with Be a Body by Grimes.
And then we're going to listen to Stranded, the Canadian-Australian music show with Matthew.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Enjoy.
Have a good night.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you. right, and welcome to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. My name is Matt. If you're tuning in for the first time, this show is all about Australian and Canadian